The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening today with Namana, which is Namana Abed. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you enjoy this week's episode of Daily with Namana, which is Namana Ahmed. Daily with Namana is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics range from Islamic point of view, COVID-19, to travel news, to interviews and everything, basically. It's an all-rounded show from the youth to the elderly, and it comes out every Sunday evening. After evening, you know what I mean? And ensure you guys enjoy it. So this week, I'll be continuing the series. This is the second to last segment of it. Sad face. But you know, all good things come to an end. But stay tuned for the new series that I think I've got it planned. I'm not too sure, to be honest, but it's linked to the series anyway, so you're gonna love it. And I'm gonna use like the benefit on Asura and a bit about it. So I hope you guys enjoy it. So you guys watch out. You got to watch this space for it. And yeah, I was gonna say, excuse my voice this week. got a bit blocked nose and also a bit of a dry throat. I don't know how that happened. Literally all week I've been fine, and then the last couple of nights, no, actually it was Thursday night, I think. I just got this weird dry coffee thing with I don't know. I think it was the mask and everything. Like, I have been testing. It's not COVID. I've been testing. It's all negative. But yeah, I've just been getting dry throat and all that, which is a bit odd. But I think it's just the cold that's been going around. And I thought I was not going to get it because I literally had the cold like a few weeks ago now. So, tough luck with me, I guess. But yeah, enjoy this week's show. You know what I mean. So it's time for the Dwayus and the 99 Neighbors on this series. This is the second to last segment of it. I know time flies when you're loving the series, but don't worry, I got a new series that it's not replacing, but it's linking to this one. So the names we'll be looking at this week are Alwarid and Rusty. Rasid. So Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So Alwarid the the inherent of all and external in her. Alwarid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah al-Warid, we know that you are the inheritor of heaven and the earth. Ya al-Warid, aid us in using our worldly procession in gaining a pleasing. Guide us in remembering frequency that we will return to you and make us act upon this knowledge. Amen. Ya Al-Wadid, help us and act by your laws and make of those who inherit in the highest Jannah. I mean, Ya Al-Wadid, please leave me alone with the hair that is will be mean of the opening my doors to Jannah. I mean, Ya Al-Wadid, guide us a good ending in all our matters and save us from the torment of the hereafter. So that was Al-Warid. And the other name of Allah that we were looking at is Ar-Rasid, which is the guide, the infallible teacher, and the knower. Ar-Rashir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Ar-Rashid, you are the one who guides. Ya Rashid, forgive me my pronunciation, by the way, as always. Guide us on the straight path and make of those who are... I'll start that one again. Ya Rashid, guide us on the straight path and make of those who keeps asking sincerely for your guidance in every matter. Ya Rashid, guide me to the Sirat al the game until my last breath and never let it devour in shock. Goose, KUFR, and Beta. I mean, Yarashi, guide me towards performing full acceptance, Dean, of for your sake only. I mean, Yarashi. And me, my family, so the parents, the spouse, all the children, and the children, to the Sira Al Mustaqim, until our last breath. Guide us towards the path of peace and guide us from darkness towards light and save us from all kinds of obscenity. So Jazakallah here for listening to this week's segment. Next week we'll be looking at the last night, the number 99. So the last name in our series, which is As-Sabur. And we're also going to be, I'll also be saying a dua as well, to wrap it up and next week. So I know you'll probably think it was coming to an end already, but don't be sad. I'm going to say what the news thing, next week. So you gotta keep on, listen to this space. That's what I'm gonna say. And keep on listening to this week's podcast episode slash show. You know what I mean? And yeah. So now I'm gonna play you guys a knot this week. I know I've been playing knots. Nuts. I can't remember what I played last week, to be honest. That's how my mind bang with college and everything. Anyway, the nod I'm going to play this week. Normally I play even a nod on a sheet, so this week's a nod. I think it's a nod. It's Ehasna Kenana. That's from Milad Raza. Sorry, I can't speak. Milad Raza Gadri. Yes, it's a nod. So I'm going to play you guys this, and afterwards I'm going to do like the benefit, no, not benefit, like it's like the beauty of this surah, which is Surah Nas. I'm going to be doing, I know I did on for Surah Fadia. I might do another version of that. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to try and do one for every surah, if I can, inshallah. Just like what it is, like the surah and then the translation, and also a bit about it, so you guys get more information about it, inshallah. So keep on listening. That's all I'm gonna say. And I'll see you guys after the night break.
Ya Nabi nazar karam farmana, ya nabi nazar karam farmana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana, zahra paak ke sadke humko taiba mein bulwana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana, ae hasnain ke nana. आपके दर का हूँ मैं भिखारी, आप हैं मेरे दाता, सारे रिश्ते नातों से है प्यारा अपना नाता, आप आपके दर का हूँ मैं भिखारी, आप हैं मेरे दाता। सारे रिश्ते नातों से है प्यारा अपना नाता, आप तो है आता है जिनको सबकी लाज निभाना।
ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना।
साया है लेकिन दो जग पर है आपका साया, अर्श मुअल्ला बना मोहल्ला, दीद को रब ने बुलाया। बेसाया है लेकिन दो जग पर है आपका साया, अर्श मुअल्ला बना मोहल्ला, दीद को रब ने बुलाया। हश्र तलक ना होगा किसी का ऐसा आना जाना।
ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना।
सज गई है मीलाद की महफिल, क्या है खूब नजारा। कैफो मस्ती में डूबा है देखो आलम सारा। सज गई है मीलाद की महफिल, क्या है खूब नजारा। कैफो मस्ती में डूबा है देखो आलम सारा। ढूंढ रही है आपकी रहमत बख्शिश का बहाना।
ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना।
निस्बत का फैजान है देखो, खादिम गौसे जली हूँ। करता है मुझ पे नाज जमाना, मैं औसाफ़े अली हूँ। निस्बत का फैजान है देखो, खादिम गौसे जली हूँ। करता है मुझ पे नाज जमाना, मैं औसाफ़े अली हूँ। आपकी आल के दर का सग हूँ, साइल हूँ पुराना। ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, हसनैन के नाना। जहरा पाक के सदके हमको तैबा में बुलवाना।
ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना, ए हसनैन के नाना।
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners. Once again, you're listening to Daily with Nawana, which hosts Nawana Ahmed. Make sure you guys enjoy that knot break. Who's from, which the knot con is from, is Minal Raza Gadari. You can find it on YouTube and all the social medias as well. So now I'm going to be doing like a bit about Sura Nas. Sura Nas means the people. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the surah, and then I'm going to do the translation, and then afterwards I'll just do like a few themes or just like a bit about it, so you get a bit of understanding. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني أمرا رب زدني أمرا رب زدني أمرا رب يسر وتيسر وتمم خير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. In the name of Allah, the kind, the caring. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the people, the King of people, the God of people, from the evil of sneaky whisperer, who whispers into people's hearts and minds from among the jinn or the people. So that was Surah Nas, which is basically the... that which is like all about people. Also translation is from the Majestic Quran. You can get it as a physical copy. It's online I think. If you type Majestic Quran, it'll come up, or it's on the App Store and Google Play. I believe it's on audiobooks as well, and they're on Instagram, they're on Facebook. No, I don't know. I think they're on Facebook. I know they're on YouTube, sort of, with Greenwich Chew. But yeah, please check them out. They got beautiful, simple translation. So it's the surah, so and go into deep, like it simplifies, so then you guys can understand, and it's easy to read for everyone. So that was me reading like the Dilawat, which is Surah Nas, and the translation. Translation is from the Majestic Quran. So I'm going to read you a bit about it. The bit that I'm going to read is from the Majestic Quran. Also, any information I know. Please, if I said anything wrong or pronounced any words wrong, please forgive me as always. And yeah. So Surah Nas is basically the Surah of people. The Surah of people, and it's Surah 114 of the Quran. It's the last Surah of the whole Quran, and it's in Juz 30, and alhamdulillah it's in Juz 30, which is Juz Amma. So the elder Surah that links to this surah is Surah Falaq, which I might do this that surah next week. So this surah, so just focus on harm from our arch enemy, Satan, and he's also tell us how he tried to influence. Our hearts and mind protection lies in turning to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for refuge, shield and shelter. So it's like protecting everyone basically, and supporting people. And remember, you're not alone. and all that. And it's like, it's one of the short Soras as well. It's only got 6 eyes as well. And it's a beautiful Sora as well that we should all try and remember. It's also a dwarf as well. It's not as powerful as Sora Fadia, but it can be used as a dwarf as well. And it's also part of the Hutum, which the Hutum is like Soras come together. People read as well on it. So the Hutum, I think this, it claim the three goals. So Sora Nas, Sora Flaka, Afalak, Sora Ikras. The other, and the other, there's another like a girl, Sora as well. Sora Fatia and Sora Bachar. I don't think it's all Sora Bachar. I think it's just most like the first few. Not sure how many eyes to be honest, but yeah, those that contain, and it's got like a few dwarves as well. As well to complete the Hutum. Yeah, that's just a bit of information about Sora and Nas. Might do like a deeper version, just like the proper benefits of it. Once I've done more, like if I quite be honest, I haven't been the best this week. Like I'm not feeling the best. I stick it down my voice. I've got a blocked nose at the moment. So may Allah grant everyone shifa who is not well at the moment, like myself, and my mom and sister Amarine, and to everyone who's not feeling the best during these tough times and unpredictable times as well. Stay blessed as always, and yeah, we can all do this. I know it hectic, let's say that, but we can do this. Stay strong, guys. If you need to wear masks nowadays, just for outside purposes, go for it. Don't let anyone destroy you, like harm you. But I know Boris says some stuff recently, which I might talk about next week as well. I'm not sure. But just do what's best for you. If you have to stay home for a bit, stay home. If you have to wear a mask, wear your mask. It's that's essential. But yeah, Jazakallah for listening to this week's episode, as always. Ensure you guys enjoy it. Stay blessed. Make sure to listen to my next week's podcast as well. And let me know what you guys think, even my Instagram, which is Naman Official, or my number if you got it. Let me know suggestions or any feedback, really, because I'm blessed with any feedback, basically. Until next week, you can hear more from me next week. Aloha, peace, and peace out for now. Bye.